Amen. Well, good. I hope you've opened up your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 21. We're going to begin at verse 17, where we're continuing on in this series that we have through the life of Elijah. Although, before I start reading at verse 17, it's probably worth it for me to give a little bit of a background. Because I don't think you can really understand what happens in the second half of 1 Kings chapter 21 without understanding a little bit something of what happened in the first half of 1 Kings 21. In the first half of 1 Kings chapter 21, the king of the northern kingdom of the tribes of Israel, called the kingdom of Israel, that king named Ahab wanted a piece of land. The piece of land was situated right next to his palace there in Samaria. And it was a nice land. Apparently it was a good thing. It had a wonderful vegetable garden. There was a vineyard on that land at the time. And he goes, I want this land. So he calls up his real estate agent and says, hey, inquire into this land. I want to get an idea. Let's do a little deal for this. And he finds out that the owner of the land is a man named Naboth. And so the man approaches Naboth, the king of Israel, approaches, hey, Naboth, I want your land. Name your price. I'll buy it from you. Naboth says, sorry, king, it's not for sale. I can imagine the king said, what do you mean not for sale? I'm the king of Israel. You understand, I'll give you a great price for it. I mean, listen, I'll line your pockets with money. How about this? No, king, it's not for sale. I won't give up the inheritance of my fathers. You see, Israel lived very much with the awareness that the land was given to them by a gift from God and that it wasn't to be given away or sold lightly. Actually, it was given as a tribal inheritance. And so they did everything they could to try to make sure that land remained in the family. And so Naboth simply said to the king, thanks, no deal. Ahab, I'm trying to think of a tasteful way to word this, being the baby that he was, I guess I didn't succeed in finding such a tasteful way. He goes back home to the palace and he sulks. And he's the long face and he's all depressed, Mr. Depressed around the house. His wife, the wicked Queen Jezebel, and I can hardly say her name without saying the wicked Queen Jezebel, because she was a terrible woman. She comes up to Ahab, why so sad? What's wrong? And he's pouting and goes, oh, I wanted this piece of land and Naboth wouldn't sell it. And she goes, wouldn't sell it? No problem. You're the king of Israel. I'll tell you what, I'll take care of this husband. Let me deal with this. Ahab gets all happy. Oh, goody, wife, you're going to deal with it. So you know what Jezebel does? She calls together a banquet and Naboth is supposedly the honored one at the banquet. And then at the banquet, she gets some worthless, corrupt men to stand up in the middle of the banquet and to start to publicly accuse Naboth of treason. And then they stand up and say, well, that's good enough for us. Kill him. They drag him out back and they stone him to death. Then basically, the real estate becomes open. Ahab buys it and he begins to enjoy his vineyard. Now, friends, you know that that kind of violence, that kind of corruption is common with the powerful men and women of this world. And sometimes when it happens, we just take a step back and go, oh, well, what can be done about it? When the king and the queen conspire to do something like that, what can be done about it? I'll tell you about it. Even though it may get by in the courts and in the customs of this world, God in heaven looks down and he is not pleased. Therefore, he sent his prophet, the prophet named Elijah, to do something about it. Look at verse 17 of 1 Kings chapter 21. Then the word of the Lord came to Elisha the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet King Ahab, king of Israel, who lives in Samaria. There he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. Go, Elijah. Everybody else might have thought, well, this is what happens. What can you do? But no, God in heaven says,